أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. In Surah Fatiha, which was the sum total of the Quran Sharif, and the Quran Sharif is the sum total of all the revelations of Allah Ta'ala. And the height of Surah Fatiha is that, O Allah, show us the straight path. That is the main objective of a person's life in this world, that we want the straight path from Allah Ta'ala. And as explained in detail, the straight path is the shortest path, the shortest distance to reach Allah Ta'ala, and the path that is void of extremities, of all extremes on both sides. It is the most pleasant, the most easiest, the most wonderful path. So that is what a person asks in Surah Fatiha. Then immediately Allah Ta'ala says, that path that you wanted, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. This is that kitab. Now the details of that straight path will be pointed out to you in this kitab. So the Quran Sharif in detail now will show us what is that straight path that we have to follow. Then Allah Ta'ala explained that this is that kitab in which there is absolutely no doubt. And that person will really benefit from the Quran Sharif who has no doubt about the Quran Sharif. That is one great prerequisite. Any person who has got any doubt in any ayat of the Quran, in any part of the Quran, whether it is with regard to interest and in the different names that interest is called today, or whether it is with regard to in Islamic inheritance, or whether it is with regard to capital punishment, all what the Quran Sharif has said, when a person has got no doubt, that is the person who finds the straight path, and then Allah Ta'ala opens it to him on his heart also. And that person then has that conviction within him, and automatically this person will say, رَضِيْتُ بِاللَّهِ رَبًّا, that I'm completely happy with Allah as my Rabb, that Allah who has decreed everything for me, وَبِالْإِسْلَامِ دِينًا, and that person who finds in his heart that Islam is the only, the best, the only way for him, and is happy with Islam as his deen, وَبِسَيِّدِنَا مُحَمَّدْ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ رَسُولًا وَنَبِيًّا, and that person who cherishes Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that he is his Rasul, his Nabi, and he is the one that has guided us to the right path and the way of the Sunnah, that is, he's convinced in his heart that is the right path. That is the famous dua, and in some narrations there is an addition, وَبِالْقُرْآنِ إِمَامًا وَحَكَمًا, and I am so happy with Allah, oh Allah, with Quran as my Imam. The Quran is my guide. So that is also a very important aspect. When a person has got this and he makes the Quran Sharif his guide, وَحَكَمًا, and the Quran Sharif his judge also. The Quran Sharif judges for him. He doesn't go to secular courts to have his matters settled, but he has it settled by the Quran and those people who will give decisions and verdicts according to Quran Sharif and Hadith, he follows in that path. And also, he doesn't go to any other counselors who teach things opposite of the Quran Sharif, or any other therapies or anything that is opposite to the Quran. So that is, this is that kitab. And that is the mission of our life. We wanted that straight path. And now Allah is pointing that straight path, and this automatically negates also everything else. And then the surah, Surah Baqarah, the first half, almost exactly the first half, deals with the Jews and what they saw, not the path of the Jews. So that also we should see, when we want that straight path, that path has got nothing to do with the ways of the Jews or the younger brothers, the Hindus, that we don't have anything of their lifestyle in our lives, nothing at all of anything of theirs. And then the next surah is Ali Imran, about the Christians. And here also we read Waladhalin, and not the path of those people who have gone astray, and which really refers to primarily to the Christians. So that path also we don't follow at all. So this is what a person wants, and this is that great connection between Surah Fatiha and Surah Baqarah. That in Surah Fatiha we have asked for the straight path, and now the Quran Sharif is pointing out and giving us that the detailed straight path. It is like we asked for directions to reach Allah Ta'ala, directions to reach Jannat, and those directions that we reach Jannat without having going via Jahannam, that we go straight to Jannat. We have asked for that, and now these are the details of that. And this should not only be in theory in our lives, but in practice also, that we don't follow any of the ways of the Jews, the Christians, anything which is anti-Quran, anything which is anti-Islam, which is against Allah Ta'ala. And yeah, it is very important to note also that many times we refer to many things as secular. Our education we refer as secular, secular government. Secular is, has to do with everything minus Allah Ta'ala. So that is not, that can never be our way in which Allah does not feature. Secular education means that education in which Allah has got no say, Allah doesn't feature anywhere in that education. Secular government means that government that no law of Allah will be there. It will be man-made laws, and it will everything minus Allah Ta'ala. So that is not the life a Muslim can ever opt for in the least. But words have caught us today and trapped us, and then we get caught up in those very ideologies also. And without us realizing it, from where we were and where it has landed us. So this is a, and Surah Fatiha is recited in every rakat of our namaz. We recite or the imam recites for us. Whether it is Zuhr, a softer, where the imam reads silently, and it is still the directive for us is Iqra fi nafsi. Read Surah Fatiha in your heart. We don't read with our tongue behind the imam, but in our heart we should read. And this is the real object that we are asking, the straight path to Allah Ta'ala. And we should understand what we are asking for. As Maulana Saeed Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali also explained, that when we say Raditu Billahi Rabban, and for which the rewards are so great, that a person who will read it once in the morning, Allah Ta'ala will please him. He was pleased with Allah, Allah will please him on the day of Qiyamah. A person who reads it morning and evening, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will hold him by his hand and take him into Jannah. But Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali explains, this is not just the words, but by heart you say, I'm happy with Allah as my Rabb. And then Allah will test a person, is he really happy? And the greatest test were put to the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, to the Sahaba. So difficult conditions will come to test us. That you said you are happy with Allah, are you really happy now? So we have to beg. Maulana Inam al-Hasan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to make this dua very much, that, oh Allah, say, do not test us. We are too weak to be tested. So we do read the dua, we hope for its great, great virtues, and we beg of Allah that He must not test us. If He have to test us in our health, in our wealth, in our families, in anything, we are almost bound to fail. We beg Allah not to test us, and to with afiat and salamati, that He passes our life and we die in the condition that we are happy with Allah as our Rabb. And that will be the first question in the Quran, say, in the Qabr. And then, Ma Rabbuka wa Ma Deenuka, about Islam. And the third, about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So without any test and trials, we beg of Allah to make it easy for us.